the Department of Health has put in a bid for £450,000, but has actually only got £250,000 towards the common Brexit ready, which is £200,000 short of what the department is saying that it needs. We are seeing the outworkings of the Brexit chaos that is currently taking place at Westminster. We are seeing the Royal College of Radiologists saying that Brexit is going to have a massive impact on cancer treatment, cancer diagnosis. We are seeing the British Medical Association saying that Brexit is going to have a catastrophic effect on health services, a no-deal Brexit, and still here we are without the proper finances in place to address the needs that are there. Brexit is going to have a major impact on services, on medicines, on even the qualifications that are being recognised from staff. So we're hugely concerned at the impact that Brexit is going to have and the fact that the department is not in a position financially to deal with all this.
The reality is Theresa May and others will give political commitments and make promises, but it's people like the permanent secretary of the department who actually has to operate things on the ground and live in the real world, as it were. What he's telling you is perhaps more realistic.
Absolutely. He is seeing on the ground. He has made an assessment right across the health service in the north here in terms of what he would need to ensure that there is a smooth transition with Brexit, if one is possible. But in terms of making sure that there is staff available, there is a readiness there in case there is a no-deal Brexit, even in the case of a deal Brexit, in terms of getting things in place. And he is saying without that finance in place now, he is going to struggle to ensure that there is continuity across the health service come the 29th of March.
The other commitments being given are in the realms of cross-border health cooperation. A lot happening, not least, obviously, at Elton McGovern with the Shared North West Radiotherapy Centre. What assurances, or lack of them, was the Permanent Secretary able to offer in that respect?
Well, we have heard the Permanent Secretary state that cross-border services would continue, and we're completely welcome that. That is, particularly around Elton McGovern and the cancer services there, that is something that was hard fought for and hard won, and we want to see that continue. But in reality, nobody knows what the outcome of Brexit is going to be and how that is going to impact on services. We sincerely hope that it will have no impact on those services, but until Theresa May and her cabinet of chaos make a decision on what is happening with Brexit. And I know she's gone back to Europe today with a proposal around an extension, but at this stage we're still unsure of what the outcome of that is going to be. So we're living in very uncertain times around Brexit, and particularly around how the outworkings of that is going to be in terms of the health service, particularly around here in cross-border areas.